Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Monday. We are the guys next door. And hello. You guys, if you are listening to us, you made the best decision of your damn lives, okay?
That's what it sounds like. That's what it feels like.
We are actively saving lives with this show, okay?
Every day.
Mm-hmm. I met a woman the other day. She said, I listened to the show. And that was all she said. But I knew that meant.
It meant something.
I knew that meant that we were saving lives. That's what it meant.
We appreciate that, and we appreciate that.
Yes, and we appreciate you guys for riding with us for going on 4 years. And if you're here, we appreciate you. If this is your first time here, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like, comment, rate, leave a nice comment. We're going to read it. 5-star rating. Why? Because we're still children that need validation.
Please. That is very true.
Yeah, so do all that. Subscribe to the YouTube. And just support us. Support us how we support y'all. All right, we are.
You know what? I'm gonna go on today.
Uh-oh.
I want to see if any fans sent us any letters. You know, we haven't checked the mail in a minute.
Yeah. So Max, Max's gonna check it. And if y'all got a letter to send to us, a nasty story, a ratchet story, how much you love us, any of the above, you send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That's guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Mac, what you found anything? You see anything?
Hold on, give me a second. You know,
starting
I'm
the episode
so I'm
off.
I'm trying to get this whole
starting the episode off with some letters is crazy.
Listen, we do what we want.
Early,
we've been figuring it out the last early. 4 years with no help.
We definitely haven't figured it out. And some days I think we got it, and then I'll go to sleep like, yo, we got it, and I'll wake up like we don't have it. At all. Like, why did I think we had it? Like, in my mind, like, I'd be convincing myself, yo. Like, yo, we got this, Jay. But
you're 4 years in, we're pros. Never mind, yeah, guys. Right. We're amateurs.
Nope.
It's like, they trying to give us vet contracts. See, I'm like, no, I'm still on that rookie one, boy. Like, please, like, let's not go too fast. I'm not trying to be here that stop.
My man said, let's not go too fast.
Listen, I need that vet. I need that veteran's minimum.
Yeah, this is crazy. Cause I say out of 7 days, y'all, we good like 2.5. We got a solid 2.5 days that it's just like everybody. And what's crazy is everybody don't even have to be on sync about their positive shit. It's just our shit is all positive 2.5 days. But them other joints,
we are slumming it.
We're literally like a toxic relationship.
It's like, hey, when y'all see us,
we're lit. It's beautiful.
Behind closed doors. Yeah, some of them a bitch.
It is even crazy. It's like when we're actually in person, it's like it's so amazing. And then once you get to text it on the side, it's like, why don't you communicate? Why don't you do this? Like, yo, bro, I gave you 2.5 good days of me. Looking at you, what's up? You asked for these other 4.5.
Do you not?
These text messages, you're kind of coming at me crazy. You know I'm not all the way there. Like, you know I only got 25% positive.
That's it? But look, that's a strong 25, though.
What?
Our 25, our 25 is got. Heck, you know what? Let's start like this. While Mac is looking up letters, let me ask you, Ry, as someone who entered the space.
Watch yourself.
What?
I just gotta watch where you're going. I don't know where you're going sometimes. You just bring up my business. You the type to just bring up my business.
And think it's okay. And think it's okay because we're on the podcast. Yeah, I'm like, so Ryan.
It's okay. So Ryan, you being the guy with no kid, like, yo, chill. All right, we get it. I get it. I understand. But keep going. My fault.
So what, entering this space 4 years ago, you had an idea for the podcast. You knew who the players you wanted to be. You knew it wanted to be me and Mac. But this was your first time being in front of the camera, per se. Typically, you make all the moves behind the scenes. 4 years later, what are you, you looking at, how you've blossomed as a podcaster and a personality. What is your outlook on your stance in the podcast game and our overall stance in the podcast game? Great question, Mouse Jones. Thank you, buddy.
That was very in depth. Let me figure this out. When it comes to me, y'all know I don't think I'm a podcaster. Like, I just don't. I be thinking so like much of other things. This is really like a therapy session for me all the time. So it's like I don't think about this as even a job until I don't get paid. Then it is a job. My checks don't come on time. Then I remind myself, like, you are doing the Lord's work and you need to be compensated at a time of fashion. So that's when I think, that's when I think of it as a job when niggas fuck up my checks. But if there was no checks being fucked up, I wouldn't think of it as like something that I have to do. So with me, when it comes to podcasters and when I see all these other podcasters and they boast and it's like they walk in a room, it's like, yeah, I'm a podcaster. And I just like, yo, bro, I don't give a fuck. Like, I know the hours you putting in and you still not making no sense. And we put in 4 years of hard ass work. And
right.
It's like just to see people just want to pop out with a podcast. It's cool. Like, I know you saying don't do it, but it's like, whatever. I'm not listening to it. So I'm not tripping. And if that's your vice or like your for your mental, cool, do whatever you want. But don't sit up in here and tell me you're the guru of relationships and do all. Like, just be yourself. Jesus. And I feel like with us, we've just been ourselves. And when it's compared to other podcasts, I can't compare it because I really be knowing these people behind these mics. And that's not how they
that's
be.
That's a fact.
I can honestly say this is how y'all are. Like, y'all don't change up for this. And I know y'all. Like, outside of this, I could have the same conversations and it'd be the same answers. Some people I see on this shit, they'll be talking and it's like, you didn't say that. I saw you yesterday. We had this conversation. You was not on that side. But, they wanted to be viral and they wanted to do this and they feel like that's going to get them listens. And yes, it will get you listens, but for the wrong reasons.
I think I got one. I think I got one, fellas. I think I got one.
Okay.
I think I found one. And I don't. We haven't read one in a while, so I know we haven't read this. This is hilarious. let's get into it. Peace, gods. Y'all can call me M. Y'all know where we going already.
Peace, gods. Yeah, crazy.
It's a nigga. It's a nigga.
peace, God. Peace, God. He from uptown.
All right, keep it cute.
They tell us men have to have healthy, transparent, sane lives to find our person, but what happens when you find two ... I'm 30 and live in Ohio and have a very activate
niggas, yeah, go ahead slow. Keep them honest. Don't fix it.
Hold on
Do not fix it for these niggas.
Okay. I won't I am 30 and live in Ohio and I have a very activate, healthy and safe dating life. But I am now in a situation where there are two women I am seriously dating, and they are each starting to have the what are we talks. Holidays are coming up, and I want to spend time with someone and am open to a committed relationship. They both know I am dating other women, as I've been honest. But typically, when dating multiple women, they X themselves out. But in this situation, both of them are kind of showing me the things that make a possibility for my future.
Ooh.
How do suggest someone
I got some
navigates
school
navigates discerning the right one when both of them could be. Love the show and appreciate y'all answering. One, we've done the cat and mouse thing for years because she hasn't been in a serious relationship, so she's a little hesitant to move forward at times, but when things are good, they are great. She's working on getting some things together with her career, but is open to us being exclusive. And number two, we recently reconnected after she caught my eye in college, and I'm extremely interested in the woman I've met both inside and out, and I feel like she just makes me ... better. Our connection is amazing. I'm a little timid. It's happening so fast, but it does all feel very real.
Okay.
O-M. O-M.
I ain't gonna hold you. Outside of the grammatical errors, this is real.
This is real.
Yeah, like, this is real. Like, outside of the grammatical errors, this is very real. This is, and I do think it deserves to be spoken about. So, you know, shout out to that brother. Did he send pictures?
M. It's M.
It's not me, y'all.
Let me see. It's not Mouse.
It's definitely not me.
He's talking about a cat and mouse game.
Yeah, I know. It was cat and mouse. All right. Well, he got lucky that it was a good, because we should have clipped photos. This letter.
Because we were trying to be selfish.
We could have easily got this one figured out for you. But I think
one of the biggest things about this that I actually love is that, well, what he says in his letter is that he's been honest with them about him dating other women.
Honesty is key, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, before I go into, I'll let you talk right now, but before I even talk about it, that was the first thing that stood out in my mind. I was like, all right, well, do they know that you talking to other people? And he established that. So now I'm like, all right, cool, I could think.
Well, I mean, you would hope.
Yeah, I appreciate
you know,
that.
I think the way men, I think, I feel like I'm about to kick our backs in, but here we go.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. But go ahead, Mouse. You're already walking down the road.
I think the way men in these situations discuss honesty is really just omission, which is still a lie, right? Or like you give a piece of the truth. So it's like, sure, these women are probably okay with you like dating others because they don't think. Right, and it's not even so much, it's that I don't think you're telling them, and I could be wrong, but I don't think you're telling them that these two women that, hey, I'm having these same exact feelings for the other person, right? I know women are probably like, okay, well, he's getting, you know, or he's getting that out of his system, they don't think, really,
and they're never gonna compare it to them, like, ain't nobody me, yeah, he's doing, yeah, exactly.
And he's not, and I don't think he's not showing up to talk about, hey, you know, I just had this open, deep, honest conversation with this one, too. And, oh, boy, I'm so confused. Because I don't think any human, forget a woman, I don't think any human is going to have you sit there in front of him and be like,
I also don't think most people think they're capable. They're capable of talking to two people that way. Like, I don't think he could love me the same way he loves him. Like, I don't. And it's like, nah. Yes, I can.
Man, I Listening to him, I feel for him. So M, I'm just letting you know I feel for you, man. I understand that it can get tricky, especially when it's somebody from your past and somebody new. You know, you're trying to figure out which way to go.
Go for the gusto, man. Go for the gusto. This is what I'm saying.
When Ryan
man.
Says that, he means try to get them both.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I am
2020.
And I'm not against. And I am not
you
against.
You can try.
Go for the thruple. Go for the thruple.
You can try. For all you know, they might like each other better than you, brother. You never gonna know until you try it.
You never know.
Start
now.
The conversation. Because you could get. It could be just a dub. And it's like, all right, cool. Well, you know, it was just a thought. Not saying I had somebody, but it could. One could be like, you know what? I'm open to it. And the other one might
Nelly
be like.
Said, what Nelly said? Unless you're gonna do it.
Yeah, unless you're gonna do it. Extra. Look, here's the news. And I'm saying, like, if one says yes and the other one says no, you might think in your mind, all right, well, now I know. one is open to that, and maybe the other person's exactly. just not my person. Like, you don't have to fall into these boundaries of I need to do this, and there's so many rules about your dating life. You could date how you want.
Yeah, man. Come on, monogamy is a patriarchal construct.
I want y'all to know, Mac.
Live your life.
I want y'all to know, Mac Wilde is only saying this because he's not in the house. That's why I want you to know. I'm gonna go ahead and be a hater. And just,
saw,
yeah, I'm gonna just show.
I saw you saw me look over my shoulder. When I said it, right?
Everybody's listening at home like, oh, wow, Mac, oh, that household is very... No, it's not. It's not progressive at all.
It's not. It's
he
not.
Got his it head not progressive not, at all. He got his skull not clean off.
Ladies and gentlemen, I live in a very good, clean, Christian household. Please believe me.
And she is the Chris and Christian.
Literally.
No, but I Jesus think... Christ. All right, so I'm going to quote one of my favorite movies. Dream Girls, and it's when it is when Jimmy and Curtis are trying to get Marty on board to work with them, and Marty tells Jimmy, "You can't have it all, baby. You can't have it all." And you think about it, right? I don't know who seen the movie, who didn't. With Marty, he stayed paid. But he never was going to see the success that he seen with Curtis, which ended up peaking. And you get what I'm saying? To bring it back here, hey, listen, you can't have it all, my boy, unless you can have it all. But it doesn't sound like this is the way this thing is going to go. You got to make a decision, bro. You got to make a decision. You got one of these women. If we're being honest, yes, you can have, you know, similar feelings for two different people, but there's going to be one that keeps you honest. That's the one. Mm-hmm. The one that keeps you honest is the one. Not the one that feels like an escape. The one that keeps you honest. Two people can't do that. Two people can make you feel good, can make you feel seen, can make you feel heard, can make you feel cherished. But one person's going to keep you honest. The other person is going to feel like an escape. You want to run from the escape. Because the escape isn't not real. That's a fleeting feeling. So my advice,
the escape isn't home.
Exactly. So my advice to M would be go with the one who keeps you honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The one you can fully be yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make up some lies or just try to, you know, these wild relationships. I was talking to somebody the other day and they were like bringing up like how they had to make it seem like they had money to be in that relationship. You know what I'm saying? The way they met him was on some, even though it might've been something they did normally. I won't exactly go to the story cause I don't know the person to tell their story, just say you treated yourself to something all the time. You always took a black truck anytime, you know what I'm saying? Like, but this was just your treat to yourself. I do this.
Mm-hmm. Son, you know how much the black trucks cost? Yeah,
this is what I'm saying. But this is just something for you. Like, I do it. I know it might be a little out of my means, but I like doing this shit when I come back on from whatever, I do this shit once or whatever. And imagine meeting a girl and you setting the standards of that's what you always do. Like the first time you meet her, it's like y'all got the black truck, and it says, mind you, that's not what you do, but it's like, oh, we both coming from the airport. This is what I do anyway from the airport. But now she's used to it all the time. So it was just one of those conversations about like now you got to keep up with the Joneses, and if that's the way of living, that's not the way of love. Like in my mind,
nah, because you're building up, you're building a foundation on falseries. Yep. Like you're building. It becomes people start to expect something that you don't even expect of yourself. Like this is supposed you're treating luxury as an everyday thing, and unless you can do that, right? Unless you have the means to do that or to create that feeling every day, you know, by all means, do your thing. But if you can't. You know, there has to be very early on an understanding of both sides where it's like, okay, you know, I do this every now and then. Even if you have the money, even if you have the bread and you just like on some like, you know, I just only want to do this every now and then because I'm saving my bread. I'm stacking. It's up to you to really decide that and to showcase that and to make sure that the partner that you're with feels that and understands that. That's crazy.
Go for the gusto, homie. That's all I gotta say.
So Ryan says go for the gusto. I say choose the one that keeps you honest.
Choose the one that makes you...
The married man says
and I
what?
I say, man, dating is tricky. When you're actively dating for marriage or for betterment, that's when you really start to weed out the good and the bad. So you have to, it's dating with intention.
All right. So we were talking off air, everybody is, we are recording this one remotely. Everybody's in their room. We didn't feel like going to the living room today. So everyone's in their room. And, we don't want to get deep today. We want to have some fun. And,
we might wind up getting deep. Y'all know how this goes.
Hey, listen, that's what we tell her.
That's literally what we say. Just a tip.
Hey, it's the gabagoo. Hey, it's the gabagoo.
Gabagoo.
All right. So I said today, so let's have some fun for a bit. I want to show some love to a black owned company, a card deck. Can everybody see it? It's called Urban Trivia. Everybody can follow Urban Trivia on TikTok and Instagram. They doing a little thing. No. This is just good old black family fun.
We're getting no check off money.
Shut up. All right.
This is sponsored by.
That's not what I said.
On the low. Yeah, just want to shout out my people. All
right. So this is how we good.
I like this.
You guys are fools. All right. So this is how we're going to do this. I'm going to ask a question to each person. Each person going to get a separate question. The only way the other person can steal is if the other person gets it wrong. So that way we keep the score fair. That sounds fair? All right. Urban Trivia, it's all about black. So this should be good. Ryan, we're going to kick it off with you.
Oh, shit. So hold on. So the whole game is me versus Ryan today?
Yep.
Oh, it's lit.
I'm just a game show host today.
It's lit. Let's get it.
Put the game show music in right here.
Put the top jackets on the board.
I got in my right corner. I got Staten Island, Wu-Tang Shaolin's finest. I got Mac Wiles. Mac Wiles, say hello to the people.
Mac Wiles. Yo.
Mac Wiles.
That's hilarious.
And I'm going to try and remain unbiased. I'm from Cleveland. I'm from the old school. I'm going to try and remain unbiased. I'm from the old school. He Brooklyn, I'm Brooklyn. We got Fly Ride, what's up, baby? Fly Ride, we gonna kick it off with you, Urban Trivia ass. On the show, Moesha. Who was Moesha's brother? Was it Ray J, Miles, Hakeem, or Quincy?
I'm gonna go with Miles for 500.
Wow.
Hell, God damn it, he said Miles. Miles was right. God damn it, you got one. You got one. Huh?
You like that.
Mr. Mac Wiles. I don't know how long. I don't know how long to keep this up. I'm going to try. Mr. Mac Wiles, according to Wyclef John on the song 911, hell told with the alleged assailant. Because I'm from the old school. We don't say assailant. We say the nigga that did it. But all the assailant, was it 6'1"? Was it 5'1"? Was it 5'3"? Or 6'3"? What was it, Matt?
You said from the song 911.
From the song 911.
Right.
Why Clef?
Nigga said
how
talking
tall
about
was the how tall was the alleged assailant? 6'1", 5'1". 5'3" or 6'3"?
I think it was 5'1".
God damn it, Matt! Wow, you're so smart. One to one. We come back to you, Ryan. We come back to you.
What one?
Ryan, when a black person says they are around the corner, how far are they? Ooh. Are they 5 minutes away? Are they 15 minutes away? They just left the house? Or it just depends on who you're dealing with?
I think they just left their house.
God damn it, Ryan. It's G. It depends on who you're dealing with.
It depends on who you're dealing with. I was about to say, it depends.
Yeah, yeah, Because
if it's me. It depends. If it's me. I'm from the old. I'm from the old school.
Damn.
Yo, the day we get. I'm telling you, the day we get Steve Harvey on this show. I promise
I can't
you,
wait,
y'all. Steve. I'm telling y'all now.
He's never.
Y'all are going to have. Y'all are going to have to run the interview because every 5 minutes I'm going to be like, I'm from the old school.
Listen, the day that we get Steve Harvey on the show, we all have to dress up like Steve Harvey.
Fine by me. New Steve Harvey or old Steve? Harvey. Yeah, new.
Ooh,
new Steve.
I don't know.
Hairline or Baldy? I think I want to come Baldy. I want to get the makeup.
Got to be a different era of Steve Harvey.
Each one of us has to be a different different era of Steve Harvey.
By the way, while we're talking about impressions, skeevy, delicious, bloatious, couscous. Give me Mac Wilds over here causing a ruckus on the internet the other day. Mac, LL Cool J. First of all, LL Cool J, I know you're not listening, but if you happen to listen, I want you to understand something. You cannot have a biopic. You cannot have a documentary until you are held accountable for your crimes against humanity on what you've been doing to the black community for the past 23 years. Okay?
But that's the reason. That's the reason why we need it. So that
he's a fucking terrorist.
So he can show the heinous acts.
Mac, are you ready to play LL Cool J when he's in the Hey Lover video, being a peak terrorist? Oh,
absolutely.
He's a peak stalker.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm losing 2-1.
Right now it is tied up. It's still 1-1. Mac has a chance to take the lead. On the movie The Color Purple, which of the following did Miss Sophia have to fight all her life?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Daddy, uncles, brothers, or D? All of the above.
All of the above.
The answer is all of the above. Brian, absolutely, you are currently losing. Mac Wilds, as an actor, can you make that scene yours?
Can I make that scene mine?
Yo,
all my life, so much. I had to fight my brothers. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my uncle. I did think I'd fight you. I'd kill him dead if he hit me. Yeah, son. Calm down.
Yo, how old
you deserve that Oprah point. Come holla at me, man.
How old was y'all when y'all seen that movie?
I don't even know.
I've seen that movie so many times throughout the years, but the first time I had to be like 3, 4.
As a kid. Did y'all see Terrence Howard interview when he was talking about
what Terrence Howard said?
Niggas said, yo, how you feel about the scene you have with Oprah? Niggas said, to have them tiggle bitties. I mean, sorry.
because he was on some, like, because they were talking about he would love to have a love scene with Oprah. So they was like, yo, how is it working with Oprah? He was like, it was good, but you know, I would love to have like a love scene with her, you know, like them. Them Tigo bitties. I mean, I'm sorry. You know,
she's just a voluptuous
woman.
Terrence Howard is not.
Terrence is not. He's the definition that you should never get these niggas money. Like, he like, how'd y'all let me in here, man?
Terrence Howard is not. He's just not a good person.
How y'all let me in here, man?
I don't feel right talking about Oprah's titties.
Granted, he said, and it's not even titties.
I don't feel right talking about.
He said,
you think all right, so y'all think Oprah titties taste like regular titties?
We're not doing this, Mouse.
Do you think Oprah put powder on her titties?
Under.
Mouse, I'm not doing this
for
with
sure.
You. I'm it's not doing this with
it's sweat. Thank you, Ryan. There, Ryan, thank sure. you for being an honest man, Ryan.
It's hot. But I don't know. Is Oprah house ever hot? Is it ever cold?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's always perfect. So
she keep it comfortable.
The titty residue might not really be right. Might not really be doing.
You think if you knock on the door, Oprah can come to the door? You think when Stedman knock on the doggy door, do Oprah come to the door?
On the doggy door?
Do you think Oprah come to the door with her titties out but with shorts on?
Oh no, big T, no bra.
About to say Oprah got the slip. Oprah got the old school slip.
She got the big T, no bra. Billie Eilish.
That's sexy.
For sure.
All right, moving on. Ryan, we're coming back to you. According to Charlie Murphy, what did Rick James ring say when he punched him in the face? Loyalty, love, money, or unity?
Unity.
Two. Mac Wiles, who was the first black quarterback in the NFL to win a Super Bowl? Was it Patrick Mahomes the second? Was it Doug Williams? Was it Michael Vick? Or was it Russell Wilson?
I think I know.
It's not your question.
I feel like I'm gonna mess it up.
Please do.
I will say Russ Wilson for 500.
You're wrong. Ryan, you have a chance to steal.
I think it's that boy Doug.
Woo! Doug Williams is the first black quarterback. There's no way Russell Wilson could be the first black quarterback because he's not fully black. Ryan, we're staying with you.
That's foul.
Son of a bitch.
We back, baby!
Go ahead.
He's not really bad. All right, Ryan. If you walk into a convenience store to purchase in Arizona, but the price is $1.50 at the register, what is the proper response to the clerk? Do you pull out your card and pay? Do you say, dang, y'all went up? Do you say, yo, it's a 99 cents on the can, though? Or D, do you walk out and say y'all tripping?
Well, I'm damn sure walking out saying y'all tripping. But I know I'm an ass. It's a 99 cent on the joint.
On the can.
So I'm a go with it's a 99 cent.
Ryan is starting to create some space in the lead. He got another one. It is currently 4-2. Mac Wilds, come on. Mac Wilds, yakking like
too them.
Come on. Come on.
Too much.
Come on, Mac. What they say in MMA? Show me something. Show me something.
Jesus Christ.
He got you on the ropes.
You got to show me something. All right. If you open the fridge in a black household and you see a country crock butter container, what is more than likely inside, Mac? Butter, spaghetti, greens, ain't no telling.
Ain't no telling, bro. Ain't no telling.
Woo! Mac Wilds. He comes.
Ain't no telling.
Daddy. Listen, ain't no telling. The country crock.
I hated that.
So the brown bowl.
That has been everything from Tupperware to a cup.
I've eaten cereal out of it. I've eaten spaghetti out of it. I've cleaned sneakers out of it. Like, I want y'all to understand the duality in that Country Crock butter bowl.
That shit is crazy.
I don't even think the I don't even think the kids got that no more. I think
that shit like the cookies. That's like the cookies that never got cookies in it.
Yep. The Royal Danks.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Royal Danks. Shit, Ryan, we'll come back to you, Ryan. Come back to you. Shut the hell up. According to his lyrics on what they really want, where did DMX meet Cookie? Rest in peace, DMX. Was it A, the movies? Was it B, the club? Was it C, the ice cream parlor? D, the bus stop? If, Ryan, I'm going to make my own rules here. It's not on the card. I'm going to make my own rules. Ryan, I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you an extra point. If not only do you know the answer, if you can rap where the answer goes.
Well, I believe he met at the ice cream parlor.
That's one point, but can you rap it?
Probably can't. That was cool. I'll take the point.
Take your
point. I ain't gonna do that to myself.
I ain't gonna drag 1, 2, 3, 4. It is currently 5-3. Mac Wilds, you're still in this thing. You're still in this thing, Mac Wilds.
I'm just waiting for Ryan to mess up one good time for me.
I like that.
Cookie,
I like that.
At the ice cream parlor. That's all he said.
All right. Finish the phrase, Mac Wilds. Don't come for me. Pause. Until I come for you. Period. Pooh. Unless I send for you. None of the above.
Unless I send for you. Do not come for me. Unless I send for you.
Unless you try and get me out the house quicker. Either way. All right.
There we go.
All right. It is 5-4. It is 5-4. I'm 5-4. Ryan, according to Meek Mill, in the Negro National Anthem Dreams and Nightmares, which car did we think was rented? Was it the Ferrari? Was it the Rolls Royce? Was it the Aston Martin? Or was it the Lamborghini?
When I bought that SMR, y'all thought it was rented? Flexing on these niggas, I'm like Popeye on this bitch, double limit, that's my ticket, I'm the captain, I'm lieutenant,
I'm that same captain, right captain, ride like I'm broke. My Lambo, my new bitch, I'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my truck with my head trapped in my toes, cause these niggas want me dead, and I gotta make it back home, cause my mama need that bad money, my son needs some milk. Yeah. That nigga
He was going crazy.
Yo, my hood stripes is real, Glenn, you know that.
Wow, Mac, that sounds like a challenge. Mac Wilds. I believe in you.
I'm here.
I believe in you right here, Mac Wilds. On the show, that. Martin, besides Martin Payne, how many characters did Martin play?
Shit.
Ooh.
8, 6, 9, 4. I'll give you 2 extra points if you get the right answer and can name all the characters. I'll give you an extra 2 points, which would put you at a tie.
Hold on.
You ain't got to do that.
Right? So you ain't got to do that.
1, 2, 3.
What's the time on this? Time's up.
He said, time's up. Time's up.
Hey, now, Matt. I'm from old school.
Ding.
He said, hey, sir. I'm from old school.
How about the old school?
I want to say 8. 6.
Oof. You're going to be wrong. Ryan, I'm giving you a chance to steal this.
What was the numbers again?
8. Well, no, it's not 8. It's 8, 9, or 4?
9.
Can you name all 9 characters?
Okay, I got to the next door. All right. I'm in the door. All right, we got Bob for marketing.
Bang.
We got, you said besides Mars. So we got Hustleman. I'm bugging. How much time? Can you give me a time limit on this?
Let's give him, Mac Wilds, put 30 seconds on the clock.
Hold on, let me put 30 seconds on the clock.
We need 8 more, Ryan. We need 8 more.
Ready, go.
I got, why am I drawing a blank of all my favorite? Damn, I'm really drawing a blank. My son with the runny nose.
Come on, we need names.
Man, this is not good.
10 seconds left.
I'm falling off.
Who's next?
Dragonfly Jones.
That's 2.
We got Yeah, I'm just fucking.
All right, so Ryan, you got the point. Yeah, but let me see. Let me take look, and I'm showing y'all that I was just I came up with that. So that is not, but I would like to test my Martin knowledge. So
let's see.
Ryan said Roscoe. No, Ryan said
I didn't say Roscoe.
Ryan said Bob and Dragonfly Jones. I'm gonna go Roscoe. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What's her name that live across the hall?
Elroy.
On the blank.
I'm going Elroy.
Yep.
King Beef.
Yep.
Shanaynay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Otis.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What are you missing?
Mama Payne.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing one, right?
Martin Lawrence. Martin's character.
No, he said outside of Martin Payne.
Outside of Martin.
There's somebody. We're forgetting somebody.
Otis.
I said Otis. Said Roscoe, said Otis.
Shanaynay, Roscoe, Otis.
Shanaynay, Roscoe.
It's Shanaynay, Jerome, Roscoe.
Jerome was the last one.
He didn't say Jerome.
Was the last one. Jerome was the last one.
Sorry.
I said Jerome in the
house. I'm winning.
Yeah, let's see what the score. What is
I think
the score
I might. Right? I think I might. I might. I just have this landslide. It's like 6-3.
One. Ryan is up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, no. I just got that.
Seven,
I got the steal,
two, one,
brother.
2, 3, 4.
You ain't get
it
that.
It is 7-4. It is 7-4, and it's getting chippy out here. It's getting chippy. Ryan.
How many more questions we got? What we got? How many questions we got?
What are we going? First one to ten. So Ryan,
all right, yes, sir.
Matt could come. Hey, Paul. Matt could come from behind and make this thing, make the thing upset. Or you could take these next three. We see how it's gonna go.
Hey,
Ryan on
now.
The show, The Fresh Prince. What was the name of Uncle Phil's billiard pool stick? Was it Lucille. Bertha. Matt, that's not. It was Ryan's question.
I won't take that. Even though I knew it was Lucille, I will not take that answer. He would give me another card because I'm just. That's how players roll. Players don't roll like that. You feel me?
My bad,
Ryan.
Nigga said it was. He didn't want to lose. Lucille, champ.
Mm-hmm. Ryan.
Yes.
If four kids are playing in the house and something breaks, how many kids are getting a whooping? A one, the one who broke it. The one who lied about it, the one that snitches, or all four of them?
If a cup gets broke and all four of them is in the house,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe nobody. Everybody got to get beat.
Ryan gets the point, but yo, that's crazy. I don't believe none of them. That's crazy.
I don't believe none of that. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling on somebody else? Why'd you break? Everybody got to get whooped.
Everybody get beat.
You got to get whooped.
All right, Matt. Let's make this. Let's come on. Come on. He's creating a lot of distance here, Matt.
I know.
On the show, Martin. How much was Martin's CD player? Was it $100? Was it $400? Was it $500? Or was it $300?
I'm going to go with $100.
That's not a good CD player. Ryan, you have a chance to steal. Ryan, you have a chance to steal.
I think I can hear him say it. Like,
your choices are.
That was $500. I think it's $500.
This one goes to the death pit because both of you are wrong.
That was $400.
The answer is $400.
Yeah, that's $400.
Ryan, it stays with you. Dominique Jones is the real name of which chart-topping artist? Gunna, Lil Baby, DaBaby, or Roddy Ricch? Dominique Jones is the name of which chart-topping artist? Gunna, Lil Baby, DaBaby, Roddy Ricch?
I think it's Lil Baby.
I think you're right.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
I think you're right.
No, it wasn't the first one. Heard his name a lot in court.
Mac Wilds.
Jesus Christ.
Mac Wilds. Come on, Mac. Come on, man.
Oklahoma streets. The streets is calling.
Which NBA team?
Come on, let's
team,
get it right. Let's get it right.
Which NBA team did Mark Cooper
let me get ready
play
for
on the sitcom Hanging with Mr. Cooper? Which NBA team did Mark Cooper play for on the sitcom Hanging with Mr. Cooper? Was it the Seattle Supersonics, the Phoenix Suns, the Golden State Warriors, or the LA Lakers?
I don't even know this one. I'm not going to.
Jesus Christ.
So this is going to be a guess.
Jesus Christ.
What's the choices again?
The LA Lakers, the Golden State Warriors, the Phoenix Suns, the Seattle Supersonics.
I'll say the Supersonics.
Ryan, you have a chance to steal and put him away. Ryan, you could put him away on the steal. You're like Dennis Schroeder the other night. You're able to finish at the basket if you get this one right.
I want to say the show was shot in LA, so it'd be a Laker.
Damn it, Ryan. I thought you were going to get this because it's your favorite team, the Golden State Warriors.
I knew it was somewhere hot.
Remember he played with Chris Mullin, Chris Webber.
You're right. You really right about that.
Yeah. All right, Ryan.
Wasn't my question. Wasn't Trevor.
It wasn't. But this way, Ryan, right now, you could treat Mac Wilds the same way that Michael Lee treated Snoop. You could tell him, you look good, girl. On the show Insecure, who did Issa cheat on Lawrence with? Was it Daniel? Was it Neighbor Bay? Was it Nathan? Or was it Dro, friend of the show? Shout out to us, because two of these niggas are friends of the show. Shout out to us.
True indeed.
Who did she cheat on
Lawrence with?
Can you say their names again?
Daniel, Neighbor Bay, Nathan, Dro.
I believe it was Nathan.
I need you to take it, Mac Wilds, and you can make this a play. Who was it, Mac Wilds?
It was Daniel.
It was goddamn Daniel. He busted
goddamn
down.
Goddamn Daniel.
Daniel busted it down on the couch of a
Daniel
studio.
Was smacking that thing.
That was so disrespectful.
That was dark skin homie, right?
Yep.
Yeah, my bad. I was fucked up.
All right, Mac, you have a chance. What year did Marvel debut the Black Panther character? What year did Marvel debut the Black Panther character? Was it 1966? Was it 2018? Was it 1993? Or was it 1974? Come on, we need you in the third one, so you got to get this right.
I know, right? Give me the dates again one more time.
1966, 2018, 1993, 1974.
Damn it. Okay.
All right. Damn it, man.
Okay. Hold on.
Damn it, man. He about to get mad.
I know, with this question. So I want, a part of me wants to say, because, like, thinking about when the civil rights and everything was, a part of me wants to say the 70s, like it was an answer to the civil
But what you saying?
Hold on.
He said, God damn it, it's a podcast.
He's trying to split himself up so he can get more than one answer. A part of me wants A, but a part of me wants B.
A part of me wants A, but another part wants three.
You acting like M from the listener letter.
Yeah. Yeah. OD.
Okay.
Figure it out.
Okay.
Which one does better for you?
I'll pick one. Give me, and this is going to be a guess. 66.
I'm going with
Mac Wilds. Mac Wilds, you have now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to Ryan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ryan is one question away from putting Mac Wilds out. Mac Wilds is on the hunt. Ryan, what's the name of the jingle company Jamie worked for on the Jamie Foxx show? Jingles a million, Jingle Bells, Jingles 2000, New Era Jingles. Ryan,
plain white rice. Plain white rice. See how boy. See how boy. That would be Jingles 2000.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a nail biter, Ryan has won the first ever Guys Next Door game night. Everybody, congratulations, Ryan. Congratulations, Ryan. How do you feel after your win?
I honestly like to thank all the years of me not having cable. So when I finally got cable, I watched all those shows religiously. Shout out to my mom. I didn't appreciate not having cable growing up, but I appreciate it now because it made me lock in more on the shows that I couldn't watch growing up.
When did you get cable?
It was sporadic through my lifetime. I didn't have cable. I didn't have cable till like fifth grade. Well, I didn't think I had cable till like fourth grade, and then I slipped on a remote and went to Cartoon Network. So then I found out I had cable. My mom lied to me. She only said I had the educational channels, but it slipped up and it went to Cartoon Network. It was over. So that was like, I found out about that maybe like a year or two, and then I moved, and then I didn't have cable all through like middle school. I didn't have cable until I got to like, I don't even remember. Maybe when I went to prep school. So maybe when I got back from prep school in my mom's crib, she might have had cable, but I know like sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, no cable.
I know. I definitely didn't have cable until the towers went down.
I didn't have cable.
People were like, oh my God, I can't believe the towers went down. I was like,
definitely had that. The only I got to watch SmackDown on Thursdays because
that's it.
On regular
it was
TV.
So hard. It was yeah, so hard was to catch up on Raw.
UPN.
I was tight because all the, especially white, like I went to that private school K through six. So all the white kids got to watch Monday Night Paul's Raw, and I was like, I don't know what I had to just catch up. Like, yo, what the hell happened? What happened on what was it? Sunday Slam? What was
Sunday Night Heat?
Sunday Night Heat and Monday Sunday Night Raw. I don't know nothing.
Monday Night Thursday, Raw. And then Thursday, they had the Wednesday, you'd have to catch up. But that Thursday, you'd have to catch up.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell was going on, but yeah, that was really rough. Have cable.
It was rough.
But yeah, I won the game, though. So, you know, I'll just take that. It's all good. I like that. I'll host the next game night. I have a card game here, so I will host.
It's fine. That's just something else for Ryan. That's just something else for Mac to get his ass kicked in. He's doing so much better in life. He's doing so much better in life than us. It's only right that we get to beat him. Yeah, we get to win at something here.
Hey, man.
Ryan, you won. So you get to decide how to send off the first ever Guys Next Door game night.
Okay. I'll start by saying, don't play with me, play with your kids, okay? Don't play with me, play with your kids. It is 2023. I'm happy that I won this the first game night, but I just want everybody to continue striving for these blessings because they are coming. I'm not gonna go too deep in my thoughts lately, but just know that everybody has issues, everybody has problems, and we're gonna get through them. Just stay positive and believe. And on that note,
praise God.
That's what I got.
Make sure you email us, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you guys subscribe to the show everywhere you can get your podcast needs from. Make sure you follow and subscribe to us on YouTube. I'm forgetting something. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Show, everything uniform. Support what me and my brothers have going on, both individually as well as collectively. And until next week, we'll see y'all. Black asses.
Hallelujah. Holla back.
Hey.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.